we talk with our legislators. We have two senators in this state, and many of us are in contact with our members of the House of Representatives. And I think that a lot of this goes on through House bills. There's no reason why there wouldn't be one that does what President Obama wants it to do. He wants the ban, the obstacles, to be removed. He's clear about that when he signed the National Defense Authorization Act on January 7th of this year. So there are enough people who are in favor of it, people who are in a position to move things around. If only we could lose this kind of myth about welcoming terrorists into our society. I, for one, don't want terrorists or criminals of any sort, and would not go about trying to help them recover in the civic setting of Berkeley. But these are people without any criminal charges and whom the government acknowledges have done nothing.